Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. Just landing the first date these days isn't good enough. You have to make a good impression. You have to go out with somebody. They got to want to continue to see you, and that doesn't often happen. And that's what's going on with Sean here this morning. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing good. Yeah. Thanks for emailing us and being on Second Date Update. Now, you went on a date with a girl named Grace.
I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah,
very
great.
Good.
Yeah, how did you meet Grace, Sean?
Grace and I met on Tinder, which is the way, you know, things are done these days. We had what I thought was a really fun time. We met at a Chinese restaurant. I thought, you know, I think Chinese is always a really good option because, you know, you can share dishes and there's conversation and, you know, it's a lot of fun. I get to know somebody. No, we had a really good time. I drove her home afterwards and, you know, followed up with a phone call a couple days later. Texted a few times and just haven't heard anything back yet, so not really sure what's going on.
All right. Well, during the course of your dinner, did you notice anything being off, Sean, or was she standoffish, or can you put your finger on anything of why she wouldn't call you back?
I mean, there wasn't anything, you know, sparks weren't flying, but it was certainly, you know, nice conversation. First dates are always a little bit awkward.
Right.
But I didn't, you know, there wasn't any, you know, real moment where I'm like, oh, well, this isn't going well. It's like, no, we had really good conversation. We're both in the same industry. We're both teachers. So we had a lot to talk about, you know, schools coming back up and everything.
Sure.
I thought we had a really good time, and she probably didn't think so, which is why she's not picking up her phone when I'm calling.
Okay. All right. And so let's fast forward to when you said you took her back to your place. What did you guys have, a glass of wine? Did you just talk? What happened there?
So after the restaurant, we drove back to my place, which I assumed was a pretty good sign for a first date.
Yeah.
opened a bottle of wine as one does. And, you know, we just chatted for a little bit. And then at some point she just excused herself and, you know, said she had to go. And I let her go. And that was, you know, that was the last that I had heard of her.
Okay. All right. Did you get a good night kiss, or was it more like a pat on the back, or did you get a, she's
no,
a teacher.
I mean,
did you get
it was one of those really horribly awkward kiss on the cheek, first date hug things because, you know, when someone gets up to leave after being in your home, I got the impression she wasn't too interested in anything physical, but, you know, on a first date, a handshake feels way too formal. So it was one of those just, you know, going into the hug, we both knew, oh, this is going to happen, and this is going to be really, really weird when it does, and it still happened, and then she left. But
yeah.
Well, you know, she could have given you an apple, being a teacher and all.
Or a gold star.
Ooh! good performance!
Yeah,
right. Sean, have you tried to call her or text her? How did you try to get back in touch with Grace?
Well, I'm an old-fashioned guy, so I called her 2 days later. There was no answer, so I left a voicemail. A few days after that, I followed up again with another phone call. Did not leave another voicemail, and then a quick text. And I figure three times trying on my own—that's more than enough. So I guess I could use some professional help at this point.
Sure, honey, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, we're actually going to do that right now. Don't say anything. We're going to call Grace, and we're going to see if we can't get you that closure or figure out what happened here now. Okay.
Yep. Sounds good.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Grace?
Hi, yeah, it's speaking.
Hey, Grace.
Hi, honey.
It's Marco and Krista. We're actually live right now on 93.1 Jams.
Oh, my goodness. Hi.
That's right, girl. Hey. You just won what, Marco?
Actually, you won an interrogation between me and Krista. No, we're actually calling. We're doing a thing called Second Date Update. You've been out with somebody and for whatever reason they can't get back in touch with you, and then we just try to figure out what happened. And so you went on this great date with another teacher, a guy named Sean. Remember Sean?
Oh yeah, I did go on that date.
Yeah,
yeah, you did.
I did go on that date time with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
We were just kind of trying to figure out, like, you know, what's going on? What happened?
We got some Chinese food. The restaurant was nice. He was really cool. And, I mean, we both do the same thing, so we had a lot to talk about. And, like, you know, you do the thing where you complain about your workplace and how your sucks in this totally individual way. We're bonding. It was cool. So we were going to go back to his place, have a bottle of wine. We're like sitting on the couch, drinking our wine. And he had two cats, which is cool. You know, like, I like people who like animals.
Yeah, word.
I like cats. So, like, I'm a cat guy.
It got, I don't know, like, yeah. They're not supposed to be on the couch, I guess. So we're like sitting on the couch and I'm like talking to him, and one of the cats jumps on the couch. He starts yelling at the cat, grabs a spray bottle off the coffee table, like spraying the cat and yelling, and the cat spooks. Like, I've always had dogs. I don't really think you can train cats, but he's like telling me that no, this is what he's read on the internet. And he's like training the cat to not get on the couch. So the cat is scared, runs under the couch, and he grabs this Nerf gun, you know, the kind that shoots like little ping pong balls out of it. He's like yelling and shooting the cat with this gun, trying to get it out from under the couch. And I'm just like,
That's not cool. That's not funny, Marco.
I'm a crazy person.
Okay.
And he's trying to tell me about how this is all like super normal. And I'm like, of course it is. Of course it's normal. I think I'm going to go home now.
Okay. So, I mean, there's one thing. Listen, first of all, if you have a cat is going to do whatever it wants to
yes.
do. It's going to be on the couch. Right? It's going to be on your cabinets. It's going to be wherever it wants to be.
They're like, F
your
you.
Cat does not care what you think.
No, they don't. Cat. Yeah.
Also, I love cats. And I know cats, by nature, they don't have the cognitive ability to know what they've done. You know, they see that as two separate events. They see that as jumping on the couch.
Forgotten. It's just like, yeah. why are you doing this?
Right.
By the way, good word.
You like that?
Yeah.
That
was, yeah.
Okay. And so he started shooting it with a Nerf gun? What was it?
So he's like lying on his side so he can see the cat under the couch and like pumping the gun back and forth to shoot all these little balls. And I was just like, oh man, I'm out.
No. Yeah. No.
All right.
No. Wow. Well, yeah. I would not be happy with that. I'm okay with the squirt gun. Well, not squirt gun.
Just like, I mean, yeah, bottle. No, the squirt gun, I get it. You're trying to train the cat. But, like, I'm here. Pay attention to me. Yeah. Like, well, I thought that was the point, you know?
Listen, I don't like balls shot at my face. I don't think the cat's going to like it either.
I mean, not on the first date, anyway.
Yeah, please, okay. Honey. No. At least three dates in, you can put your balls in.
Like, oh, my God.
Just kidding.
Well, I do have to tell you, Grace, that we have Sean. He's actually with us here. Because he couldn't get with you, and we wanted to help him out. So, Sean, apparently you're trying to train some cats that are not listening like all cats do.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
So,
hey. I'm here. Hi. Yeah.
I mean, okay. So I read this article online. Look, first of all, there was some real exaggeration happening here. I wasn't pumping the gun and shooting these. Like, look, it's a little Nerf gun. It has little foam darts, okay, that, you know, those things that you know, like in those comedy movies where you shoot a guy with a dart and it kind of sticks to their forehead?
Know, I'm
like those
sorry. I wasn't paying the most
things.
Attention to the Nerf gun. You were laying on the ground shooting a cat, and I wanted to leave.
Let's be honest.
That's okay. What happened.
I mean,
arguing about what kind of gun now, is it going to change my mind?
All right. So,
I don't want to be painted as someone who's being cruel to animals. It's a very normal training technique where you can either fill a little copper, you know, a little tin with pennies and shake it at them so they know they're doing something wrong, or, you know, when they're under the couch, I can't reach them, so I needed to improvise a little bit with something that was very humane.
I didn't say you were hurting the cat. I said I thought you were a crazy person.
Okay. So, I mean, it is, it's you guys, first of all, I mean, you have cats, Sean, so you obviously are a guy that likes animals, and that's good. Maybe the training technique might not be the perfect thing, but it looks like it just spooked Grace in the way that you were doing this. So, I mean, it's hard because, you know, because first impressions are everything, and this was a first date, so.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, so, Grace, normally what we do on Second Date Update, if you want to go back out with Sean, try it over, now that you have the knowledge of what happened and why it happened, maybe we try to get you guys back together. If you'd like to go back out on a date with him, be happy to pay for anywhere you want here in Madison. Go back out, try it again. It's up to you if you want to maybe restart over and see if you guys can work through this.
You know, I really think I'm good, but thank you.
We tried.
Kind of saw that coming.
Catch Second Date Update, Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. Normally, you don't want to have to break bad news to somebody, but if you do have to do it, it's nice to have a team of people. We're like a team of lawyers, really.
Are we, though?
Not really.
No, not really. We just know how to make people cry.
But we
don't have to pay us for that.
We do help lessen the blow a little bit. And that's what we're going to do this morning for Jack, who's with us. Good morning, Jack.
Hey there.
Hey. First of all, thanks for calling and being on Breaking Bad News. Obviously, it's not great that you're here because I know you got to break some bad news to somebody. Who are you going to be talking to today, Jack?
So we're going to be talking to Simone.
All right.
Good.
Yeah. And how do you know Simone?
Simone and I met online about a month ago, and we've been seeing each other off and on for about 3 weeks, and things were pretty good at first. I thought we really clicked, and we had a really, really strong connection. And I mean, she's drop dead gorgeous, but I'm sorry. After 3 or 4 weeks of just seeing her, I really don't think that there's any kind of spark there, and kind of clingy, and I think I kind of need to move on.
Kind of clingy. All right. Well, but she's drop dead gorgeous. Normally, Jack, if a girl's drop dead gorgeous and she's kind of clingy, that's all right for people.
I understand that, but I'm not exactly most people.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I want the whole package. I mean, I want to be intellectually stimulated as well as physically stimulated. I mean, I think that's not too much hard. You know, that's not too much to ask for.
Sure.
Oh, so she's dumb.
He's not really saying that. He didn't say that. Okay, so, but why wouldn't you just, and listen, I love doing these on the radio because they usually make for great radio, but why wouldn't you just tell her, just call her by yourself and say, hey, I'm not really feeling it. Why would you want to do this on a public platform?
I sort of alluded to that over the last week, and she's just not getting the hint. So I kind of been calling you guys for reinforcements, if that's okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You know,
if we put this out publicly, like, you know, she finally gets the hint.
Yeah. Now, listen, I'm sure this happens for guys, too, but I'm a guy, so I'm just saying this. There have been girls that I've tried to be stopping to see, and they don't. You just try to tell them, hey, it's not really, you know, I'm just seeing you more as a friend, and they just don't get the hint. They stay. I've actually tried to break up with a girl, like, literally said, hey, I don't want to be with you anymore, and she's like, no, that's not happening.
So, that's cute.
Yeah, and we actually stayed together for like another 3 or 4 months. But I finally had to be like, look, dude, I'm serious. You can't. It's not happening. All right. So, and is there any reason other than she's just clingy?
I mean, really, it's very dull when we're together. I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah. All right.
The conversations go nowhere. We kind of just go do stuff and then we go do other stuff. I mean, not like the other stuff's not fun, but I need more.
Mm. Right.
Okay. It's time for him to move on.
All right. Jack, here's what we're going to do on Breaking Bad News. It's just going to be you and Simone on the phone together. We'll dial the phone for you. We're going to mute our phone line. She will not be able to hear a word that we say. You may hear us in the background, but trust that she won't hear us. And then we'll break in maybe near the end of the phone call to see if you need some more help, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Breaking
Bad. Cavalry needs to be there.
Yeah. No, we're going to be. We're your wingmen.
All right.
Hello?
Simone.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I've been meaning to I've been meaning to talk to you about this, and I feel like I've been trying to for about a week, but I really think that we need to go in different directions.
No, boy, right off the bat.
Wow.
What do you mean?
Different directions.
Well, I feel like this kind of run its course, don't you? I mean,
that's like totally random. Like, how does it run its course in like less than a month? Like,
I just feel like the two of us really don't have good chemistry. I'm sorry. Like, I've been trying, and I've been trying to make it work now for a little bit, but I don't feel like we have anything. I'm sorry.
Okay, so, like, what I want to know is, like, how it goes from, oh, my God, like, I don't want to say I love you yet because
like, I don't want to move too fast, but I've never felt this way before, so we just don't have chemistry.
Oh, weird. Yes, he didn't say that.
It's not that I, you know, sometimes you can get a little thunderstruck when you meet somebody at first, and
sometimes
you know,
you say whatever you need to say to get your dick in someone, and that
did.
You're such a douche, dude. Are you serious right now? Like, is this actually what's happening?
Wow.
I'm sorry you feel that way, but this is.
You're sorry.
How it's gonna have to go?
Well, how? I'm sorry. I'm a human being. How am I supposed to feel? Please tell me how I'm supposed to feel, robot, because I don't fucking know.
Robot. Wow.
Oh my God.
I've never heard of that before.
I would suggest that you turn the robot back into something else. I don't know, sweetheart. I feel like
don't call me sweetheart. Are you insane?
Oh,
you're a sociopath. Like, seriously. I honestly am worried for you that like, how can you, have no empathy. You are a robot because, like, you have no empathy for another human being. You just say whatever you need to say to get what you want, and then...
Okay, this is
like,
exactly kind of why I want
to
get a little
stick
bit
your
cock
in,
you
so it's like,
you're
God, moving down the assembly line, of course.
They sound like a married couple.
A little bit
great.
Okay.
What?
I said, we saw each other a little bit, we smashed a little bit, and now
smashed.
It's over, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, smashed. Well, I'm so sad. Like, I mean, I am sad
good.
That
it
I was that
sound like
stupid
it's
to fall
much
for
much
your bullshit,
for
but whatever.
Wow.
Just tell me one thing, please. Can you just tell me if I need to get tested?
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Were you doing it with other girls without a condom? Were you also telling them you loved them? Or am I the only one stupid enough to...
Well, I would be what I consider a serial monogamist, so you don't have anything to worry about, okay?
You're a serial killer, and you're gross. Goodbye.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Simone?
Simone? Hello?
Hey, Simone, it's Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams right now. We're with...
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
No. Nope.
Nope.
What is the matter with all of you? Like, none of you have any sense of humanity whatsoever.
Well.
Yeah, Marco.
Well, all right. Well, actually, we're in the middle of a thing called Breaking Bad News. And
yeah, I know what it is.
Oh.
And it's never cute. And, like, it's just not. It's not cute. I just don't know what you guys think you're doing. You're messing with human beings, okay?
So you're not a fan?
For the sake of your little show, and it's not cute.
Okay, well, we didn't...
I'm scared.
Yeah, no, Jack called us.
Yeah.
And was... Yeah. And the thing was...
Yeah, and because Jack is a pussy. So you guys are pussy enablers. Congratulations.
Wow. Jeez.
Wow.
Jeez. He's mad.
All right, well, Jack, that probably didn't go as well as we thought it might.
Well, but at least it's over.
Jack?
Yeah. That was a wonderful experience for everyone.
We tried to come in and throw you a rope, but it's turned out the rope actually hung us as well. So, hey, look, the bright side is we all went down in flames here.
I guess.
Thanks,
some more than others, my friend.
If it needs
something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.